Well, I remember feeling stressed out about it.
Same.
You haven't even done it yet, Myra.
Listening to it.
Oh, I was like, you haven't even... That just sounds painful.
Some people really struggle with periods. Other people do just fine. Use both hands, please.
No, it's not even starting yet.
Okay.
I feel like learning about boys is way better than
me. Life is a lot simpler for boys, I sometimes feel. Use both hands and use your home row fingers. That's what we're in here to learn. Okay? So your fingers should be resting on ASDF and JKL semicolon. And then looking at this picture, only the finger that's blue should be moving. Okay? That's what we're in here to learn. It's called touch typing.
When I go to press my very, very top keys, like if I go to press O, I'll press 9.
So the thing to remember with numbers is, look up here for a second, please. So anything that you type above the home row key is up and to the left. Because the same finger that types the home row key types all of that in a diagonal line. But if it's above the home row, it's going to be up and to the left. If it's below the home row keys, it's down and to the right. You see how it's just slightly down and to the right, up and to the left, up and to the left? So if it's above here, you're going to reach up and to the left. Does that make sense? Does that help you? Okay, so when you're on your L, you've got to go to the 0 as your pinky. The L is the 9. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So if you ever see these fingernails, the color of the fingernail is the finger that types all of those keys. And it's all based on what fingers are on the home row keys. They have other ways to type. They can use voice control. I'm gonna help you here. Let's get you going up here.
It's right there.
Oops, I'm trying to use the mouse. That was funny.
Where is the period?
Down here.
Oh, I didn't even see it.
Yep. Use both hands. That's what you're in here for.
I feel like boys don't have to go as through as much as girls do in puberty.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
And they don't have to give birth.
That's true, too.
Oh, I keep trying to use the mouse.
Here, let's... So this is what we've been doing, is we set it up here so that we can't reach it. Yes.
So... I was watching TikTok, so I don't know if this is actually true. What's TikTok?
It's like a video thing.
It's the best app ever.
B Be careful on there, just saying. Okay.
This man actually, he was pregnant and he didn't know, but he had cancer, and he also didn't know that, and it actually saved him.
Now, here's the thing. In real life, can a male have a baby?
No.
No. Here's where the confusing part comes in. There's a whole bunch of confusion about gender today. People aren't really sure whether they're female or male. But you are either born with a female body or a male body. If you're born with a female body, you have a uterus, you have a vagina, you have ovaries. If you're born with a male body, you have testes and a penis. Okay? Now, in today's world, we can have surgeries to change things around. And I would hate to be in your shoes and have to have that explained to me because it's very confusing. But you're born with a female body with female chromosomes or an X and Y and all that stuff by science.
You're supposed to stay that way.
I'm reserving judgment. I'm not making judgments. I'm not telling you what your judgments should be. That's between you and your family and your family's beliefs. Not my job to tell you that. Okay? It's not my job to say an opinion. But the facts are, you're either born with a female body or a male body. Can you change it through surgery? Yes. Can you change it through taking different hormones? Yes. But can a male body have a baby?
No.
There has some female parts in there for that to happen. Okay? Yes, you can have surgeries to change your gender. You can. That's your family's belief system. It's not my job to say. Okay? But it does exist. You can have it changed. The science is there to change it. That is like a mouse. So it's like a joystick and it can move the mouse around. But sometimes you can mess things up and make it not work. It's hot. I just got hot all of a sudden too. I've been comfortable up until about the last 5 minutes and now I'm getting hot.
Yeah, for some reason, learning about girls isn't as bad as learning about boys. I feel the opposite. I don't know how I feel.
It's kind of a frightening thing, I think.
It is. For me, it was weird because there was like a whole bunch of boys around.
I bet you that did make you feel awkward.
It made me feel awkward.
And then just from, I bet it made Myra, Bryron, whoever the Arena and Annabelle feel weird that I was here.
Nope, now I feel good. I didn't even worry about you. I was worried about myself and Cooper.
Okay, let's stop visiting and get to work. Say, excuse me. Yes. How do you ask? Yes, you sure may.
That didn't sound like a proper sentence.
Yes, you sure may.
I think his he is Willow's dad.
Yeah. Yeah, he's such a cool guy.
Oh. I thought you were talking about me for a second.
Nope. Oh. The other Willow.
Okay. Yeah, the guy is so cool. The guy has like
Yes.
I have a question.
Yes.
How did you feel? Like, did you think learning about boys was more comfortable than learning about girls?
Well, we did it with a school nurse, and just girls.
Did they get split up?
Yep.
Okay, then I guess the question is, how did you feel learning about boys?
I felt just like you. I felt nervous and, like, scared and frightened. And worried and stressed and kind of like, but kind of excited at the same time.
Yeah, like, I don't really, well, my body, like, is just funny. It's just weird. When I was just little, I was so afraid about everything, and now I'm just like,
Was that for puberty?
Yeah, for puberty, that was just weird.
I felt like we need to be a little bit older to learn.
No, I feel just fine about learning about it. It just makes my stomach pain.
All right, finish the one you're on. Don't start a new one. Well, because we went over on my other discussion. Did you figure it out? Did you solve your problem? Interesting.
Like, I feel like I'm so sick that I just need to go to bed and just lay there.
Well, it shouldn't be that rough.
What, I mean, it's kind of rough.
What age did you do? Like, what age did it happen to you?
I think I was in seventh grade. It was in the spring. I was actually at the music festival in Bozeman. And finally, towards the end of the day, that I noticed that color.
Yeah.
And the brown color, yeah. And so I told my friend, I'm like, oh no, I think my period has started. And so, and then I think I told my mom, and she helped me out.
What did she say to you?
She said, oh, well, this is how you handle it. The biggest thing to remember, ladies, is that once you do have tampons and pads that you're dealing with, you don't ever flush that stuff down a toilet because it can plug the toilet.
Thing, like,
yep.
Yeah, like in a pack or something.
Clean your areas, please.
Okay. Let's get first. Like, girl, carry a purse.
You should, like,
okay. Have a lovely afternoon. I'll see you tomorrow.
See you.
See ya.
Bye.